Welcome to Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast from Austin, Texas. For more information about this free service, visit us at KUT.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Pabst Brewing, proud supporter of local artists nationwide, and of the NPR Live in Concert series, online at PabstBlueRibbon.com.
Welcome to Radio Without Borders, KUT's live music podcast. I'm Lori Gallardo. Today we'll hear performances by Aukerville River, Billy Joe Shaver, Drew Smith, the Quaby Sisters, and Caroline Herring. Will Sheff of Aukerville River is known for the raw emotional intensity of his songwriting. The tone can be very dark and very serious. However, for Aukerville River's 2007 release, The Stage Names, he took a different approach to his writing. Sheff says that this time, his focus was to create something a little more musically generous and less weighty, even a bit playful. We had Aukerville River in KUT's Studio 1A performing songs from that album. This is Aukerville River with Our Life Is Not a Movie, or Maybe.
It's just a bad movie where there's no crying. And then the key to me in this red lion, where the lock that you locked in the sweets is no prying. When the breath that you breathed in the street screams is no science. When you look how you look, then to me that I cease lying and fall into silence. This is a life story, so there's no climax, no more new territory. So pull away the IMAX. In the slot that you sliced in the scene, there was no shyness. In the plot that you passed through your teeth, there was no pity. No faded film begins on a kid in the pit. A house burning, yeah, but it's not haunted. It was your heart hurting, but not for too long, kid. Now in the socket you spin from with ease, there is no sticking. From the speakers your fake masterpiece comes serenely dribbling. And when the air on your chair fills with heat, we'll be right back.
Vacaville River in KUT's Studio 1A with Our Life Is Not a Movie, or Maybe, from their 2007 album, The Stage Names. Next, we have a performance by country music legend Billy Joe Shaver. This is a man whose music has been recorded and revered over the years by several famous artists, including Waylon Jennings, Elvis Presley, Bob Dylan, Johnny Cash, and many others. But this genteel, humble gentleman takes it all in stride. He once said that for him, success is not marked by Grammy nominations or CMA awards. His crowning moment came when he learned that Roy Acuff, who had been a favorite of his grandmother's, recorded a song written by Shaver. For Shaver, that's the kind of award he'd prefer any day. Here is Billy Joe Shaver in KUT's Studio 1A.
Get thee behind me, Satan. Oh, I command it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yeah. Get thee behind me, Satan. Oh, I command it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I looked into the mirror and I couldn't see myself. The demons that was in me had turned me wrong side out. I knew inside my soul I was headed straight for hell, but I couldn't for my life figure how to help myself. The moon and the stars were hidden by the shroud that clouded round. I could see my loved ones weeping as they lowered me in the ground. No words were spoken over me. I almost thought I'd die. Then I felt a stir inside me and a smile came. I knew I wasn't dead. I had been buried alive. I'm sorry. It's a long song. I said, get ye behind me, Satan. I command it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Yeah, get thee behind me, Satan. For I command it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I couldn't see my hand in front of my face. I knew that I was buried in the deepest, darkest place. The deeds I had done to put me in this awful place. Then I felt a stir inside me and a smile came across my face. And I said, get thee behind me, Satan. For I commanded it. Christ of Nazareth, yeah. Get thee behind me, Satan. For I command it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I said, oh, get thee behind me, Satan. For I command it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Get thee behind me, Satan, for I command it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. And stay back. That's it.
Billy Joe Shaver in KUT's Studio 1A with Get Thee Behind Me, Satan. Singer-songwriter Drew Smith draws on any number of influences for his melodies, but there's one driving element that always plays an important role, his love of classic R&B. Smith applies this inspiration generously, and what you get is a big performance by a 7-piece band. Here is Drew Smith and company in Studio 1A.
Thank you.
stuffing her gardens with lovely heartaches made from the sun. Calmly absorbing the soil rich and earthly, just shaking her hands.
Drew Smith in Studio 1A with Follow Me Down. Our next performance is by a triple fiddle three-part harmony, Grace, Sophia, and Huldah, the Quaby sisters. Each sister is an award-winning fiddle player, and they specialize in vocal harmonies that pay tribute to the more traditional classic styles of jazz, swing, country, and western. Now, keep in mind that they're not classically trained musicians. They learn and play all of this music by ear. They're joined by bandmates Joey McKenzie and Drew Phillips in this performance in KUT Studio 1A. Here's some genuine swing with the Quaby sisters.
One, two, three.
Every which way I look, always before me. Every which way I talk, I always call your name. I'm walking down a one-way street, trying to forgive. But after all these lonely years, I find I love you, yeah. Every which way I turn, it seems you're right beside me. Every which way I go, it seems you're going too. I hope someday you'll realize our love was meant to be. And every which way you love, I hope that love is me.
The Quaby Sisters with Every Which Away from an October 2007 performance in KUT's Studio 1A. Last but certainly not least is Americana artist Caroline Herring. There is a deeply haunting beauty about Herring's voice and the way she spins tales in her songs. Originally from Mississippi, Herring moved to Austin in 1999 to pursue her musical career and refine her songwriting. But there's no doubt her Southern roots, the history, and the myths remain a major inspiration. This is Caroline Herring in Studio 1A.
Your mattress and wove your sheets, patched your blanket piece by piece. If the Lord had granted me a choice, I'd have held up my hand. We ground the corn, molded lard, and I had 10 children and watched 4 die. I'll stand beside you when you meet the promised land. Because I went up to the mountain and I came back a wise woman. Went to the river, came back wiser still. Only to see you're as dear to me as the air I breathe. Won't you meet me at that mansion on the hill?
Mm-hmm.
We danced to the fiddle on a Saturday night and chopped the cotton before daylight. The sun don't go down on a poor man's woes. But my love, if you don't meet the dawn, I promise you I'll carry on, singing precious memories as I plant along the rows. Because I went up to the mountain and I came back a wise woman. Went to the river, came back wiser still. Only to see you're as dear to me as the air I breathe. Won't you meet me at that mansion on the hill? Won't you meet me at the mansion on the hill? Won't you meet me at the mansion on the hill?
Caroline Herring with Wise Woman, performed in Studio 1A. We've come to the end of this edition of Radio Without Borders. Thank you so much for listening. Special thanks go to Lauren Burton, Jay Trachtenberg, and Teresa Ferguson for their assistance in producing this program. For David Alvarez, Seth Price, and Cliff Hargrove, our engineers, I'm Lori Gallardo.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Bose. Bose Sound in a portable iPod speaker system. Learn more about the SoundDock portable music system at Bose.com.